Right. Then the Mishnah says, Im shol shem meis, zeh shol olof. The Mishnah says, what's going to be the case that Metzila on Yom Kippur, you took the girl already, and you chose one goat as a chatas Lashem, and one goat as Lazozel. And then in the middle of Yom Kippur, one of them die. Like two different cases. What's going to be, let's say, the chatas Lashem dies. So the eighth is what you have to do, the Mishnah says, is you have to take another two pair of goats and make another girl. So if the first one, the chatas, died, so the second one, the one you choose now for chatas, that's the chatas we're going to use. The question is, though, the second one, Lazozel, now you have two Lazozels. You have from the first pair, that Lazozel is still alive, and you have now from the second one, the second Lazozel. So the Mishnah says, one of them you use, and the second one, you let pasture until it becomes a Balmum, and then you poider it. You sell it, and the money you give Linadava. So the question is, what's called the second one? Is the second one called the second Lazozel, or is the second one called the first one? Like, that's the question now. So Mar says, it goes both ways. And let's say the Lazozel died, so you have to make another two, and you make a new Lazozel, so that's the one you use. Now the second one is Chatas Lashem, now you have two Chatas Lashem. So the same shalom, the Mishnah says one of them we use, and the second one you have to let pasture until it becomes a Balmum. So the question is, what's called the second one that you let to pasture until it becomes a Balmum and sell it? So it's a Machlokes. Omar Rav. Rav says, Sheni Shebezug Rishon, Yakriv. You should know the first one, that's the one you still use. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yeror. That's what the Mishnah says, the second one, you let pasture until it becomes a Balmum, that means in the second pair. In other words, let's say in the first pair, the Lazozel died. So you take a new pair now, so the one that becomes now Lazozel, that's the one you use. Now you have another Chatis, so it comes out you have two Chatoyis now. So Rav says, the first Chatis, that's the one we'll use, Lamaisim. The second Chatis now, that we're not going to use, now we have to let pasture until it becomes a Balmum, and then you'll sell it and be part of it. That's Rav Shita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yiror. That the first one, that's the one we don't use. We let that one pasture until it becomes a Balmum. Of a Sheni Shebezug Sheni. But the second pair, the newest one you use now, the second one of that, Yakrit. That's the one you use. So Kitzitz Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, do you use the first one or do you use the second one? For the Gemara by Maikom Iflugi, what's the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So Gemara says, Rav Sova Rav holds Balei Chayim Eina Nidochim. That there's no Din Dichui. Like we spoke about before. Here the case was, first early in the morning in Yom Kippur, you had your two goats, and one was the Chatis and one was Lazozel. Then let's say the Lazozel died. So now that the time when the Lazozel died, this Chatis you can't use right now. Because the Chatis Lashem can't be used unless it has a mate. It has to have Lazozel. So at the time when Lazozel died, it's called Dichui. This carbon now can't be used. Now later on, you're going to bring another two goats, and you make a new guru. So true, you're going to have another Lazozel. So now later, the morning one becomes royal again. But somehow you say Dichui, that since there was a time that you couldn't use the Chatas Lashem, when it didn't have the mate, so even though later when you get the mate, that one can't be used anymore. So that's the svar why you have to use the second one. We'll soon see, that's Rabbi Yechon in svaram. But
you could use the first one.
Yeah, that's Rav's
Svara. Why don't we only bring one carbon then? In the afternoon, why bring a pair? Bring one, and then this.
To make a new girl to choose, you always have to have a pair. The girl. In other words, let's say the Lazozel died. So you have to make a new Lazozel. So these Tanoim hold, you can't stop take one goat to make a Lazozel. You have to have the girl, right? So if you have to take two. So you left over an extra one. So Rav holds, you don't say, Rav Sova Balachayim in the Nidochim. The fact that when the Lazozel died, you couldn't use the Korban Hashem, could. Those few hours, you couldn't use it. But later, when you get a Lazozel, it becomes usable again. Therefore, Rav says, stay to the first one.
And what happens with the second one?
That's the Mishnah says, let it pasture in the field until it becomes a Balmum, and then you'll sell it, and the money you bring in the Dover.
So why, according to Rav, why don't you just make a...
So you need a girl to choose new two. So you have to be stuck with two.
We could make a girl have one blank and one.
Can't do that. No, you can't. The girl has to be two. And the girl has to be two. Yeah, Rabbi Yechon Sobar Balechayim Nidochim. No, Rabbi Yechon says Balechayim is Nidochim. So according to Rabbi Yechon, when the first Lazozel died, this Korban Hashem now becomes Dochel. You can't use it. So even though later we have to take another two pair and make a new girl, the Korban of Yechon is very good now. Because the first one, the Korban Hashem, you can't use anymore. It's Dich Dochui. So really you have to have a new girl, a new pair, to get another two Korbanos.
One is lachatas lashem, and one is lazozel. And those two you use. And the first chatas lashem, that you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and you sell it, and your money you bring the dover. So biyachin tzav balachayim midochim. For the more my time, what's this machlokes tell you in? Do you say balachayim become midochim or not? It is my time with the Rav. Why does Rav say balachayim and not midochim? Tomorrow says the yalef mechusas man. Rav learns out from mechusas man. When an animal is first born, the first 7 days you can't use it, and then when it becomes 8 days old, it's usable. So you see, even though there's a time that you can't use it, so what? Later, when it becomes usable, you use it later. So mechusas man lav alpha gav the hashtol lechosi. Even though right now the first 7 days you can't use the animal, of the kihod when it becomes 8 days old, shapa dummy, you're allowed to use the animal for carbon. So I tell you hochinami, the same thing here by a bal chai. That first you had the two goats. One was a chatas, one was a lazozel. Now the lazozel died. At this time, when it died, you can't use the chatas lashem. Later on, when you make a new girl and get a new lazozel, I tell you that's first chatas. Now it becomes usable. So that's Rav Svara. Zochinami loishino. Zemara says midami. What? Right. That's the tushtel. Even though at that time when the lazozel died, it wasn't usable, but later when you make a second girl, you have a new lazozel, now it becomes usable. Just like a mechusas man. So Mora says, no, me dummy. One is not like the other one. Ho, some lo yischazi klal. Why a mechusas man the first 7 days? The klal is not roy for carbon. Like it never got a shem carbon yet. But once it gets 8 days old and it's roy for carbon, it always stays roy. Mashenkin Hochom, over here by this Chatas Lashem, Nira. In the morning, you had two goats. One was Lazozo, one was Chatas Lashem. So that Chatas had a din, it was Nira, was worth to be a carbon. Venidcha. And now when the Lazozo dies, now the first Chatas Lashem becomes not usable. So maybe since it's not usable, it remains not usable. What's Rav's Raya from the Chusas Man? So Mar says, Elahainu time with the Rav. Rav has to have another place to learn it out from. The Yalef mi Bal Mum Oiver. He learns it out if an animal gets a Bal Mum that doesn't stay permanently, it could go away. Let's say the lip cracked, and now it's split, but it can heal up again. So Lachar is, kol zaman it's split, you can't use the animal, but later when it heals up, you're allowed to do it. So Chura Bal Mum Oiver. Lav Af Lagav Deloi Chozi, Hashda. Even though right now when it's split, when you have the mum there, you're not allowed to use the carbon. Of the kihodi mechsei, later when the animal heals up, shapadami, the animal becomes roy, you are allowed to use it for carbon. Hizachinami loishino. So Rav says, who adim by Bal Chayim? Like here, you had this chatas lashem in the morning, it was roy to be a carbon. Then when the lazozel dies, it becomes nitchi, you can't use it. But so what? Later when you get another lazozel, it becomes roy again. Just like here, a bal mum over. How do we know this chiddush gufa by a bal mum oiver? When the mum goes away, you're allowed to use the animal. Maybe there also we say dichui. Once at one time it's not usable, you can't use it anymore. So Mor says, no, there everybody holds. The pasuk says, ki mashchosam behem mumbam. That's the pasuk. When you have a mum, something wrong with the animal, it's called a ki mashchisam behem in it, and mumbam. So we dashin mumbam hudala yirotza. Calls the man, the mum is on the animal, that's when you can't use it. Ha'ovar mumon, but when the mum goes off the animal, it heals up again, is yirotza, then you're allowed to use it. So that's Rav's raya. Rav learns out from a mum oiver that you don't say dichoy babalachayim. Rav Yechlin says no. Rav Yechlin says miyat rachmana bahem. The book says ki mashchosam bahem mumbam. So this chiddush was only said by Bamum. That even though there's a time when it's not usable, later it becomes usable again. But only by Bamum you have that chiddush. But by other psulim like here, when the lazozel dies, that you can't use the chatas lashem, it remains bichul erlem. Yemid rachmona behem. Heim hu dechi ova mumim yirotze. Hakol dechuyim. Any other time the animal becomes not usable, we say the svara. Hoyev v'nitcha nitcha. Once it was one time not usable, it remains that way, you can't use it anymore. That's Rabbi Yechon's Svarim. The Rav says no. Hahu bohem. You know why the pasuk says an extra word bohem? It means binyonayhu, delay miratze. It's telling us a chiddush in a balmum. A balmum you can't use bi'enayhu, when you have it by itself. In other words, let's say you made a carbon and you shechted it even. And later you found out this carbon is a balmum. So locher is the emurim, the pieces you're not allowed to burn. You're just not allowed to burn the pieces, close them on the by themselves. Hoaydei tarubais. But let's say the pieces, let's say you had a few carbonas there, and all, let's say, the fats got mixed up together. The yofin tarubois, then you're allowed to burn the fats of a balmum. The mirtzei,
could it not, like, we learned like this, Eivorim Tamimim Keivorim Balimumim. What happened if they got mixed up together? The pieces are, let's say, you had a few carbon oilers, and you had all the meats is chopped up, and now we came out one carbon oil is a Balmum, and all the meat pieces of meat are mixed up together. So Rav Lezer Weimer, Im Korav Harosh Alechem Mehem, if you're ready with Makriv one piece, let's say you have 10 heads there, and you're ready with Makriv one head, is Yakriv Kola Rosh and Kulin. You're allowed to do all the rest of the heads. In other words, Mikra Din Hidashin's word Behem is that there's only an Issa Balmum when you have it Ben. When it's Betarubas, it's Mutter. So in the Rabbanim we say that if you already shechted one head, you're allowed to be told to say that one head that you already did, that was the Balmum, and the other nine you're allowed to do. Hu Adin Kerov, if you have the legs, Shelechet Mehem, Yakriv Kol HaKeroyim Kulam. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. That if you're ready, you already burnt one leg out of these 10 legs, so you have a right to be told to say that Mestama, the one leg that was burnt was the one of the Balmum. And therefore all the rest you're allowed to use. Havad is only a sfor in the Rabbanans. But in the Raisa, though, it's smutter, because Rabbi Lezer Dashan's a posik of Behem to teach us that it's only Osir Balmum to burn it when it's then. Mashaykh, when it's Betarubash, you're allowed to. Vechom, moim, what the chom say, no? Afilu korva kulam, chutz mi echad mihen, even if you already burnt all nine pieces and you only have one left over, still you're not allowed to. But they don't hold from the word Behem to say that Betarubash is mutter. They held no. Even a knife of the Tarubas, anytime you have a suffix, maybe this piece of meat comes from a Balmum, there's not very not allowed to burn it. Is Yotz Beis HaSreifah, take it to the Beis HaSreifah. So the kids said that's what the Chum do with the word bum. For the more of Iduch, what does the other man Yama do with this? Nafkale mi bum bohem. It says two words, bohem and bum. So he knows that one to teach us that the mum oiver that it's mutter, and the one to teach us that the chiddush of the mum oiver is only by a mum, but other dichuy is dochuy. And the other word, behem, is to teach us this chiddush, that are they terubis, it's mutter. V'idach, bom, behem, ledorish. She also know, he doesn't dash in these two words, bom and behem. Therefore, he used the words behem to teach us that terubis, if it gets mixed up, you're allowed to use them. So there's no extra posik to say that dichuy, like, was only said by a balmum that you could use it. But other dichuyim, you can't use? No. Rav holds, learn out from balmum. Just like by a balmum, when the mum goes away, you're allowed to use the animal. Hu adin all over Rav holds. You learn out from balmum that you're allowed to use the dichuy. Even though it was one time no good, when it becomes good, you're allowed to use it. I, the posik says, behem, mashma the chidsh is only by a balmum and not by any other place. No, Rav says the words behem we use to teach us this chiddush. This is a chiddush that after pieces of meat got mixed up, you're allowed to burn them. For the Gemara, Ula Rav, Nehina midabalachai men nidochim. Good. According to Rav, you're telling me now, you could use the first chatis if you want to. Why? Because balachayim are not nidochim. That's good. Abuchur, the kasher is, Iboyi hai nakriv. It's still a kasher in Rav. Again, what was the case clearly? On Yom Kippur in the morning, you have your two Shnei Sirizim, two goats. One is the Chatas Lashem, you made the Goril, and one is Lazozel. And now the Lazozel dies. So now that Lazozel dies, this first Chatas becomes Dochi. Right now, you can't use it. You have to wait another hour till you make another Goril, and you get a new Lazozel. So now that you get the new Lazozel, you have to have a Goril, so you have two. You have a new Lazozel, and you also have a new Chatas Lashem. So Rav says, which one do you use? Use the first one. Why? Because Balachai men in Nidochim. Even though the first one wasn't Roy for a time, but now that you have a second Lazozel, now it becomes usable. True, Mazel Tov. The first one becomes usable. But you have a second one, though. It's also usable, the second one. So why does Rav say, Yibadavka, have to use the first one? Why can't you use the second one? The Chur should be up to you. You have two now, Chattis is Lashem. So Chur should be up to you to choose whichever one you want. True, Rav says, if you want to, you're allowed to use the morning one, the first one. But why should you have to use the first one? Why, if you want to, can't use the second one? After Gemara, my Rav, like we had before, Rav Savalok Rav Yosi. I'll tell you, Rav holds like Rav Yosi Svarim. The Yomer, it's a Svarim that he says, Mitzvah Barishan. The first carbon that's usable, always use the first one. That's a Svarim. Say also, since the first Chatas Lashem, that was the first one that was usable. True, when the Lazozel died, it became not usable. But later, when he got a new Lazozel, it became usable again, so you have to go back to the first one. Even though you have a second Chatas Lashem, which is also really usable, but it's a new Svara to use the first one. Mitzvah Barishan.
So the Gemara, hi Reb Yosi, where did Reb Yosi say such a chiddush? Name, if you want to tell me, Reb Yosi the Kupois, Reb Yosi we had in the Gemara in Shkolim, that's not, we had in the Gemara in Shkolim, that they used to put all the Machsa Shekel into one big room, into the Lishka, and then they used to take the Trumas HaLishka, they used to take out the money from the Lishka and put it into three big baskets. And each basket held three soyim. That's none. Shalosh kupos. There are three different baskets there. Shel shalosh shalosh soyim. Each basket used to hold three saws worth of the machzor shekel. Shebehem tormin es halishka. From this, they used to take out the money from the lishka to make it a truma. That from this money in the basket, they would start using it to buy the new kabonis for this new coming year. So the kosher of aleihem aleph beis gimel. On these three baskets, they wrote down on the first one an aleph. The second one a beis, the third one a gimel. Vetan Yom Reb Yosi, Loma Kosv Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel. Why do we write Aleph Beis Gimel on the three baskets? Like, what might not mean which one was first, which one was second? So he says, Leza Leida to know Eze Mehem Nitmar Rishon, Nitmar Rishon. Which one was taken out first? Like, which basket did we fill up first? Take Truman, take the Machzor Shekel out of the room and put it to the basket. Which one was filled up first? Minafkamino, Lohavi Hemenu Rishon, that to use that basket first, to use the money from that basket to go buy the new kabonis. Why? She mitzvah berishon, because it's a mitzvah to use the first basket. To see Rabbi Yosi holds the svarim, the first one that's usable, use that one. For the Gemara, no. Dilma, maybe Shani Hossa, maybe there by the basket is different. The Beibna, the Ischazi Kamaisam, because first what you do is, true, you have three baskets there, but at the beginning they're all empty. First you do is you fill up the first basket. Now at the time when you fill up the first basket, this is the only basket you can use to take money to buy kabonis. The other two baskets are empty. So at the time when you first fill up the first one, there's no other one to take from. So since at that time the only one to use was the first one, maybe that's why you have to keep on using the first one. Hey, the Beidin at the time, the Yischazi Kamaisa, when the first basket is usable, Lo Yischazi Vasraisa. The second ones are not usable, they were empty at that time. That's why you have to use the first one. Mashenken over here, Rashi explains, by the Shnei Sirizim. The Loch is like this, that Avada, first you make a Gerul, and you have to choose one Zechatas Hashem, one is Lazozel. Now, could you shaft right now the Soyer Hashem? No. There's a Gansa Seder Avoid Soyim. You have to have the power first. The Kohen Gadol has to shecht his power, and he has to make this rikus of the power. So before the Kohen Gadol finishes those avoider, he can't shecht the Chatas Lashem. So it comes out that the first Chatas Lashem was never usable. Not true, then the Lazozel died, so he made a new Gerul, a new Chatas Lashem. Now, at the time later in the day, after he shechts the power, when it comes roi to be used, the Chatas Lashem, they're both usable at the same time. So since both of them become usable at the same time, after the Kohen Gadol brings his power, so Bezoi, maybe then, you should be able to use the second one. When does Rabbi Yosi say you have to use the first basket? Because at the time when the first one became usable, there's nothing else to be usable. But here at the time, when the first Chatat Hashem became usable, the second one also became usable. They both become usable at the same time. It's the Seder of the Vodas Hayayim. It's only after you bring your power that you can use it. The Rashi says, "And the royal lishchot adliacha matan dama par ovetoich kach meis chaveru veivishneim ligrum aleim ugeshigias man shkitas asoyer kvar zeh achron oimid." Later, when it comes after you did the avodah zrika to the dam by the dama par, now both chatoyes are usable. So meicha teis Rav Yosi says to use the first one. So versus Ela Rav Yosi the Pesach, it's a different Rav Yosi. That now we learn like this: Hamafrish pischoin on before erev Pesach, you set aside a korban Pesach. The Yovad, you lost it. Vifrish Achatachtav, you set aside a second one. V'yachakach nimtzu rishon. And now, before Erev Pesach, before the Zman Shchita, you found the first one. V'rei shneyam oimdim. You have both of them in front of you. So which one should you use? The Tanakhama says, Ezemem sheyitze Yaakov, v'vrechomim. You have your choice. They're both right to be used. Whichever one you want, bring. You can only bring one. Whichever one. We have Yosi Yamano, mitzvah berishon. It's a mitzvah to bring the first Korban Pesach. Why? Since that was the first one you chose, so continue using it. Only if the second one was a much nicer, a bigger, a fatter Korban Pesach, then bring the second one. Because the man the Shava B'Shava, that's Rabbi Yosi Svarim, go after the first one. Such a Svarim by Yos also. So Rav holds like Rabbi Yosi. Here also, since the first Chatas Lashem in the morning was the first one usable, so he owes Balachayim and Nidochim. So when Lazozel dies, true, it wasn't usable. Later you get another Chatas Lashem and another Lazozel, it becomes usable again, so stick to the first one. That's Rav Svarim, like Rabbi Yosef. Omar Robus. Robus says, Deka Mastis and Kavosa the Rav, or Brysa Kavosa the Rav Yechanan. Our Mishnah's Mashem like Rav used the first one, and the Brysa holds like Rav Yechanan, no, used the second one. Mastis and Kavosa the Rav, where's the Mishnah holds like Rav? That in the case where you have two Chattis of Lashem, you're supposed to use the first one, and the second one you have to leave until it becomes about Mum. Diktoni, the Mishnah says, Im Shel Shei Meis. Let's say the one of Lazozo, that's the Korban that died. So Mela Zeh She'olav Olav HaGoyrol L'Shem Yiskayim Tachtov. You have to make a new Goyrol. So the one that becomes a new Chattis Lashem, that's Pshita, the one you use. The Idach, the second one, Kedekoyi Koyi. The second Mashma, the second new one, the second Lazozel, stays the way it is. The Kedekoyi Rosh says, B'dushosei, L'Yaminu Yitchem. Mashvidach means the first one, the first Lazozel, that stays the way it was, and that's the one you use. So Mashma, the first Lazozel, that's the one we use. We don't say Balacham Nidochem. So it's a Raya to Rav. When you have two of them, you always use the first one. Braisa Kavosu Rabbi Yechidin. The Braisa is Mashta Rabbi Yechidin. No, you use the second one. Tiktoni, the Braisa says like this. Sheini, the second one, when you have two Chattises, or two Lazozels, any other day, I don't know. Im Sheini Shebzug Rishon. Im Sheini Shebzug Sheini. Which one do we use? From the first pair, from the second pair? Kishuoy me Yamed Chai, Veloy Shechaver Ameis. Mash me Yamed Chai, mean you use the one that's always usable. That's the second pair. Veloy Shechaver Ameis. You don't use from the first pair, since there it's Chava died. So, my Mashma, what's the Raya? Yamed Chai, Mashma, V'loy Shekvar Omed. Not that it already was once usable and then became not usable. No, Yamed Chai, Mashma, this one is always usable. So it's a Raya to Rabbi Yechonon, that when you get a second, Chattas Lashem, which one do we use? The second one. The second one is always called Yamed Chai, that's always usable. The Yodam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah says another Chiddush. The Yodam Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam. Let's say the dam spills out. Nishpach Adam, in other words, again, on Yom Kippur, you have your two goats. One is a Chattas Lashem, one is Lazozel. And you already shechted the Chattas Lashem and you had a Kabbalah Tadam. Now afterwards, the dam spills out. So, Eichenveh, you have to have a new carbon. You have to make a new Chattas Lashem. So you can't just take a new seer for Chattas Lashem. You have to make a new Goyrel. So, is Yishpach Adam, so the Moral says it's a machlokes. Yes, Mishnah Yehuda says, Nishpach Adam Yomis HaMashtaleach. The Yehuda Shita is in a case when the dam spills out, so you have to make a new Goyrul. So he holds the first Lazozel you can't use anymore. It has to go to Nisaz law. And you only use the second one. That's Rav Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah. So what's Pshat in the Yehuda in the Mishnah? So the Moral says, the Yodim Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, in a case that the blood of the Korban Chattis, or the one that's Chattis Lashem spilled out, is Yomus the Meshtaleach. The mate of it, the Meshtaleach, he can't use anymore, you have to let die. What about Mesa Meshtaleach? Let's say the Meshtaleach dies, so Yehuda Shittir is Yishpach Adam. You have to spill out the dam, you can't use it. You have to bring a new pair and make a new girl and use a new pair. But the first ones are no good. That he holds that a balachai, when it's not roy anymore, it remains dochoi. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, when the first blood spills off, so you can't use the Mishtaleich now, it became dichui, and it remains dichui elam. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to kill it. Elo le Rav v'yomer, balachai mem nidochim. But according to Rav, it says no, a balachai is not nidoch, that later when you make a new chattis, you're allowed to use the first lazozel. Amai yomer sa Mishtaleich. Why do you have to have the first Mishtaleich die? For what purpose? You're allowed to use the Mishtaleich according to Rav. According to Rav says in the case where the Chattas Lashem died, or its blood spilled out, so true, right at that time the Meshtaleach is Docha, you can't use it. So you have to bring a new pair, make a new Goyrul, and the new Chattas Lashem you use. But which Lazozel do you use according to Rav? He used the first Lazozel. So why does Rav Yehuda say in the Mishnah you have to kill it? What do you have to kill it for? You could use it according to Rav. Say Nechanami, Omoloch Rav answers you, Ali b'du Rav Yehuda lo kamina. Avad, the Rav is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav is only going according to the Tanna Kamma. Ki Aminu, when did I say my halacha that Balachayim are not Nidochim? Ali but the Rabbonin, only according to Rabbonin. But Enechnami, Rav learns that's good for the Machlekes in the Mishnah between the Rabbonin and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbonin say even though the Chattis dies or the Chattis blood gets spilled out, so right now the Lazozel is not usable, wait, bring a new Chattis Lashem, and then you can use the first Lazozel. That's the Tanna Kamma Svara. We have Yud holds no, that Balachayim are Nidochim, and you can't use it anymore. So Rav says that's good for the machlokes in the Mishnah. So Mar says like this: Bishlei Malarav Bar Pligi. According to Rav, it's very good. That's the machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Do you say Balachai ma nidochim or they're not nidochim? So it's very good if Yehuda holds a Balachai is nidochim. So once the Chatas Lashem spills out or it dies, the Lazozo now is nidoch. You can't use it now, and since it's not usable now, you can never use it. Therefore, you have to let it die. Mashenka and the Rabbanan say no, Balachai ma not nidochim. So later, when you get a new Chatas Lashem, you're allowed to use the first Lazozel. Elul Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, it says no. Even according to the Rabbanim, that you also hold Balachai Manidochim, that you can't use the first one. You have to use the second one. So, but my pligi. So what's the Machlekes then, Yabihu, then the Tanakam in the Mishnah? Why does one say you have to be Yomus, you have to kill it? And why does one say you roar, Rashi is Toivu? What's the Machlekes then? So Marovo Reho Harminon Deka Mastisa Kavos the Rav Enichnam. I already said one time already that our Mishnah is a riot to Rav. Our Mishnah comes a very good according to Rav. That Rav learns that's good for the Machlokes of Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama holds Balachayim and not Nidochim. That's why you're allowed to use the first Mishtaleich. And if Yehuda holds no Balachayim and Nidochim, that's why the first one is not usable anymore. That's why you have to kill it. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.